Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, February 23rd, 2024. This is my pre-market report, a lot of stuff going on here. Let's talk about that. So, how about we start off with this? So, it has come to light, and this is going to be a real surprise for you. You're not going to believe it. Food prices continue to rise, and, well, there's no end in sight here. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. This whole nonsensical narrative, it drives me crazy. You want to know what drives Greg Manorino out of his freaking mind? The propaganda talking about inflation getting better, coming down, there's relief in sight. The Federal Reserve is working really hard because they love you to bring down inflation. Look, nothing could be further from the truth. You know that. But that's the propaganda. Imagine... Really, a different, this is so sick. How about this? So we got this Fed President Waller, this thing, creature, another puke. This is what he had to say. The Federal Reserve needs more evidence that inflation is in fact coming down before they can think about cutting rates. First of all, as we all know, by their own numbers, inflation continues to rise. Food inflation continues to outpace everybody's expectations except you and I. Okay. This is the game the Federal Reserve plays all the time. Let me explain this to you one more time. The Fed is on a fixed path. A fixed path as to when they're going to cut rates. And we're going to know if Greg Manorino is correct. Relatively soon, May or June, I'm going to say June, more than likely we're going to see a cut. Regardless of anything else, let me explain this to you as well. Inflation is going to continue to rise. Inflation is going to continue to outpace everybody's expectations except yours and mine. And that is an absolute fact. Now, before we move forward and talk about the markets and stuff, so this morning I wake up and reading a couple of the emails from all of you. Greg, are you concerned about the sell-off in the bond market? Very, 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 very slightly, if that makes any sense to you. I don't believe it's going to last. 10-year yield, 4.31. It's an interesting phenomenon that we're witnessing here. Again, a market that keeps hitting record high, record high, record high. Meanwhile, risk in this market is getting in a pretty ugly spot. We're not at extreme risk, according to the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator. Again, free to everybody, link in the description of this video. But we're up there. We are definitely in a very high risk zone, not extreme. But this morning, if you're looking at the 10-year yield, okay, it's like I said, 4.31, but the dollar on a relative strength basis is weaker. I mean, I could tell you the truth, people. I mean, I am so slightly concerned about this because what do we know must happen? The illusion of the market. Okay, I've been telling you about the illusion of the market for a very long time. It will be maintained throughout this selection cycle. We already spoke about the selection cycle. What's going on here? Why billionaires are selling billions of dollars worth of stock, CEOs, senators, they all have an insight into this that you and I don't, okay? We all also understand, what did I tell you I'm going to do? Greg Manorino has said publicly right here, this is probably the third or the fourth time, if I see things progress the way they are, and that means Joe Bidenstein freaking mummy man is going to be reselected as the president, this market is going to get slammed. And again, we've outlined this. 2025, things are going to change. There's no doubt about it. So I will be pulling out of this market. I would say there's a very high probability of that prior to the selection. Wait for the market to settle out, get back in, hopefully at a better price, and we'll see where that goes. In the event that Trump is selected, doesn't look like it as of right now. Could it change? Absolutely. If Trump is selected, where do you think this market's going? Much, much, much higher. Much, much higher. He's already outlined what he wants to do. It's pretty straightforward. Cut the corporate tax rate. Make sure these companies remain profitable. The fat cats get fatter. The 1 and 2 percenters get richer. The market's going up. I mean, who owns most of the market? The 1 and 2 percenters. And I will ride those coattails, and so will you. It's pretty obvious. All right. So, but we already have a plan. We know how it's going to work. Anyway, let's move forward here. So the United States war with Russia. Wait a minute. You didn't know we were at war with Russia? Of course we are. We're funding the war. We're backing the war. Another 500 more sanctions on Russia by the United States. This is going to happen very, very soon. I think, I don't know when, but they talked about it this morning. So that's going to happen here. So yeah, if we're funding the war, if we're supporting the war, supplying all kinds of weapon systems for that war, oh yeah, we're at war. We are at war with Russia. And this war is expanding. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. Imagine what this is going to take with regard to funding this Ukraine-Russia war, this United States-Russia war. It's going to be epic. Again, it's going to add to GDP. It's going to add to the illusion of the market. The economy is strong. Oh, look at the GDP. Most people don't have the slightest clue that government spending is calculated into GDP. They could spend their way into, well, I guess, and make people believe anything that they want to. Meanwhile, the economy is, it couldn't possibly be worse off. Not just here, but around the freaking world. Pretty obvious. Consumers getting crushed. And that's just the grand plan here of our overlords. Who are overlords? Well, of course, it's the Federal Reserve. In this case, it's the central banks who run the entire show. That's it. And you already know that, too. So there's something else that's interesting I want to talk to you about. How about this? Bloomberg. This is the title. So they're questioning here whether the data is real. Raising questions on data as the U.S. Consumer Price Index rate remains weak. Well, maybe the data is fake. Duh! Yeah, the data is fake. Imagine my shock. You know the data is fake. Can't make this stuff up, people. It's impossible to do. It's absolutely impossible to do. Let's look over at this market. Record high yesterday for the stock market. Lovely, fantastic. As I said, 10-year yield, $4.31, dollar weaker this morning. Crude oil under pressure this morning. Bitcoin, cryptos under a little pressure this morning. Gold and silver slightly higher. That's the setup. Okay, nothing major going on. It looks like, okay, whatever here. So just in a quick review, and this is where I really want to hear from all of you. All right, I honestly, and I promise you, I will read your comment. Are you shocked or surprised to find out that food prices continue to rise, outpacing, well, I guess every single projection? No, because you see, that's fake too. It's all the deception. It's all the distraction. Look here, don't look over there. Are you surprised to find out that the United States war with Russia is expanding? Does that shock you at all? Are you surprised to find out that Fed thing creature Waller is playing a game here? Again, wanting you to believe that the Fed is actually data dependent. The Fed is not data dependent whatsoever. They're on a fixed path. They are destroying the economy. By design, along with other central banks, they are destroying the consumer to issue in a new system. 2025 might be the year. 2025 might be the year when this whole thing changes. Especially, people, especially, look at the setup here. You and I are going to end up witnessing a meltdown in this market that is going to spin people's heads around like the freaking Exorcist. What better way to do that than to select the current creature sitting behind the Resolute desk? That's what's going to happen here. You understand? That's the setup right now. I know how much this might hurt some of you, and it's a hard pill to swallow. But do you really think anything else matters? Do you think, in the grand scheme of things, our votes really matter? What we want really matters? It does not. It's all about the corporate agenda. It's about enriching the Federal Reserve, making them more powerful. As our last three presidents have already done. None more so than all of the other presidents combined. You think that this is a long game that's being played here. A long game in the United States. Yeah, we are at war. How did that happen? Well, Trump had to rebuild the military. That was his job. It was Trump's job to build up the military, not to start new wars. Build up the military so we can be where we are now. This is a long game that they play. I hope you get it. I really do. All right, people. Look, as I said, fake data. Imagine my shock. Bloomberg. Unbelievable. All right. Love you a lot, people. I mean that with all I got. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. Please comment. I want to hear from you. I really, really do. All right. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And I will see you later.